You know, folks, there's been quite an epidemic of colds making the rounds in Pine Ridge recently. How's it been out your way? Well, if a cold has caught up with you, I'm sure you welcome the news we have for you now. For here's a mighty effective way to real relief for much of the discomfort it's causing you. And it's as easy as ABC. Just listen. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking Alka-Seltzer according to the directions on the package just as quickly as possible. B, begin to take other common sense precautions as well. Eat wisely, dress sensibly, and get more rest than usual. And C, comfort that sore, raspy throat by gargling with a solution made by dissolving 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water. Do these 3 things, and you should be more than pleased with the prompt, pleasant way Alka-Seltzer makes you feel better, how it eases that stuffed-up, ache-all-over feeling and that dull headache. Be sure to try it, won't you? If you don't happen to have a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home when a cold strikes, remember, you can get one at any drugstore. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's troubles with the Hogan family have been cleared up by Mousie Gray. First, the amazing Mousie knocked out Snake Hogan, and then he eloped with Snake's old-maid sister Gussie, thus leaving Lum a happy, free spirit once again, with no fear of matrimony hanging over him. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner settling back into the routine tasks of their combined jot-and-down store, bakery, and library. Lum is on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, your groceries ought to be there any minute now, Gussie. Yes, Mom. Well, Cedric's making the deliveries for us today, and he left some time ago. Well, you tell Mousie to try and control his temper, because your order will be there right away. All right, Gussie. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lum? Is Mousie mad again?
Yeah, you know, all they ordered was a little sugar and some syrup and a can of cocoa. And Gussie says Mousie's getting himself in a rage because it ain't there yet.
Doggy, that Mousie is getting to be the toughest one feller in this town, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's came over him.
I heard this morning that he knocked down one of them big husky fellers that works over at the mill. That there Tuffy Gates, I believe it was.
You mean, oh, for goodness sake, no.
He done it, yes, sir. It happened right after Mousie went back to work after him and Gussie loped and got married. Natural, and mill hands started joshing him about it, you know.
Oh, yeah, mill hands josh him something
old. Well, not no more they don't. They tell me that Mousie never said a word when they started joshing him. Just walked up to the biggest one of them that was over there, doubled up his fist, and wham, knocked him clean out, just like he done to you and Snake Hogan.
No, there ain't no getting around it. That Mousie's got a terrible punch.
Yeah, they're saying around now that Snake is sort of scared of him. Since Mousie got himself hitched to Gussie and moved in with the Hogans that over there, say that Snake shines Mousie's boots every night before he goes over to the mill tonight, Watt.
Ah, prattle. You oughtn't to believe all that stuff, Abner.
Well, it's the truth. They say he carries Mousie's lunch pail for him every night and goes over there.
Wait a minute, who's that coming up out there?
Huh?
Oh, Grandpappy Spears.
Huh?
I wonder where he's been keeping himself the last few days.
Oh, I don't think he's been feeling his level best, sort of staying close to home, I think. At least that's what Charity told Elizabeth over the phone.
Well, I did hear that he was sort of on a funeral list.
Yeah.
But I got to admit it's sort of a relief not to have him sitting over there in the library saying, according to the almanac, every 2 minutes.
What's that he's carrying with him there? Looks like a great big piece of cardboard of some kind.
More likely a poster. He's always tearing down posters so they can take them home and read them. Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Come on in, Grandpap.
Hey, howdy.
What you got there?
A big carnival's coming to town.
Carnival?
Yes, sir, according to the poster here.
Well?
Coming soon. Bexley and Blakewell's Little Giant Carnival and Wild West Show.
My dog is a carnival. Did you hear that, Lum? A carnival?
I heard it. Anybody'd think you never saw a carnival before in your whole life.
What else did it say, Grandpap?
50 sideshows. 50. Reckon what that second 50's on there for?
I don't know. Maybe it means they got 100 sideshows altogether.
Yeah, more likely.
Aye, doggy, that's a big carnival. 100 sideshows,
well,
huh?
Don't holler. I'm standing right here by you.
Oh, yeah. Read the rest of it, Grandpa.
Gala Amusement Zone. Thrilling caterpillar ride, Ferris wheel, and merry-go-round.
Oh, that's what little Pearl loves, a merry-go-round. Oh, she'll just die if I don't take her to that. There ain't no one thing that girl loves more than to stand there and watch me ride on a merry-go-round.
Watch you ride?
It just tickles her to death. Of course, I wave to her every time when I go by, you know.
Forgetting
you, sir. Go on, read some more, Grandpa.
Gave amusement zone, thrilling caterpillar ride, Ferris wheel.
You read that part.
50 sideshows, 50.
Doggies, 100 more. That makes 200 sideshows. Well, that's the biggest carnival I ever hear.
Give amusement zone, thrilling caterpillar.
Wait a minute, Grandpa. You just keep reading the same thing over and over. What does it say down below there?
Texas Tom and his Rough Riders, a thrill a minute,
well,
the world's greatest Wild West show, 60 beautiful cowgirls, 60.
And see, that makes 120 cowgirls. Reckon why they don't just put out 120, that'd be a heap easier to figure out.
Yeah, but that don't mean there's 120 cowgirls, there's just 60, that's all.
Well, what's that other 60 on there for then? Does that mean how old they are?
How old they are?
Yeah. 60-year-old cowgirls. Those them women sort of old will be out there riding around on them wild horses and loping in the bull.
Yeah, but there ain't no old women riding on wild horses, so get that idea out of your head right now.
Well, what are they riding on? Cows?
For goodness sake.
That's more than likely how they get that name, cowgirl. I still think...
60-year-old girls?
Well, that's what it says there. They're too old to be doing work like that at their age. I still say that. They oughtn't even to be doing
field
work.
Hey, listen to this. Special attraction. Man of steel to meet all comers.
Man of steel?
Yes, sir. Man of steel. Iron Ike offers $100 to any man who can stay two rounds with him.
Well, is Iron Steel a man of steel? Is that Iron Ike, yes?
I reckon so, but listen to this. And to any man who can knock him out, Iron Ike offers $1,000.
$1,000?
I'd like to get that myself. I could use $1,000 just about now.
You? Why, you couldn't knock out no man of steel, huh?
I know it. I wish I could, though. I wonder how long it'd take a feller to get in shape for that.
Huh?
Have we got any books in the library on box fighting?
Oh, now, Lom, you might as well just give this up before you ever get started. Why, even Mousy Gray knocked you down.
Yeah, but that was just wait a minute. All right, Grannies, that's it.
What's it?
Mousy. That's what we'll do. We'll get Mousy to fight him.
Why, sure. My doggy, that's a good idea, Lom. Good for you.
Wait a minute. You fellas mean you're going to put that little puny Mousy Gray up again, Iron Ike, this fella here? Why, sure. I'll be his manager.
I doggies won't old Iron Ike be surprised when little Mousy climbs into that ring and hits him that first blow.
Sassy press. Mousy couldn't hurt nobody.
He couldn't, huh? Ain't you heard about him knocking out Lom and Snake Hogan?
Mousy Gray done that?
Why, sure he done it. Yes, sir. And then he whipped one of them big husky mill hands down there.
Well, I do know. Well, I heard him... Heard about him loping with Snake Hogan's sister, Gussie, and I knowed it takes a heap of nerve to get hitched to a woman like her, but I never knowed he could whip Snake.
Oh, yeah. He's got to where he's the meanest, toughest fella around here, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's right, Grandpa.
Oh, he's changed. You wouldn't know Mousy now.
Well, he must have changed. Last time I saw him, he wouldn't pick a fight with nobody.
No. Well, when he hit Lom, that's the first fight he ever had in his life, he said. That's what he said.
And the good thing about it is that he's a natural-born fighter, too.
Why, sure he is.
That's right. He'd never had a fight in his whole life before he hit me the other day.
No, a natural-born fighter, that's what he is.
Well, I'll be dog. I just can't hardly believe that. Little Mousy Gray.
Well, I'll admit it don't seem right, Grandpa, but it's the truth. Everybody in town's afraid of Mousy now.
Granny, I know one thing we got to do, and that's change that name of Mousy.
Change the name?
Yeah, that's one reason why he don't seem like a fighter to us. We got to study up some good mean-sounding name.
Mean-sounding name, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. I know what does sound mean.
Cyclone Gray,
How about dynamite?
Yeah, that sounds right. Maybe something like killer.
Well, I know we could use both of them. Dynamite, Killer Gray. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. That'll scare Iron Ike before the carnival ever gets to town, even.
Why, sure it will. Name like that.
Wait a minute. That reminds me. How soon is that carnival coming to town, Granddad? Does it say?
Yeah, let's see here. Don't say it in the summer. Yeah. Coming to Pine Ridge next weekend, it says. Well.
Jenny, that don't give us much time to get Mount Dynamite Killer into shape, does it?
No.
Well, we got to work fast. I better call him and get him over here right away. Talk to him about it.
Yeah, that's the time, Mom. Well, what do we have to do to get him in shape?
Oh, tough as he is, he won't need much. You can be his sparring partner, Abner.
Sparring partner?
Yeah. That means he'll practice hitting on you.
Well, wait a minute now, Lom. I ain't going to get beat up just so he can whip that iron.
Hello, that's you, Gussie?
I need to get
this out. Is Lom Edwards. Is Killer Dynamite, Mousy there?
Get him a mule to practice on the way
he's what? Well, can you just come to the phone a minute? No, we don't want to get him mad. Well, listen, Gussie, would you just ask him to come over to the store as soon as he can? It's important. I know, but... Oh, no, now, don't get him riled up. Well, all right, Gussie. Goodbye.
Is Mousy coming over?
No, he won't be over today. He can't be disturbed.
Why not?
Well, you know that stuff they order? It's sugar and syrup and cocoa.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Killer Dynamite is making fudge.
Most of you folks know that you and every member of your family need a certain amount of vitamins A and D every day, and especially during these winter months. And the short, dark days of winter, along with fewer green vegetables on the table, increase the need for additional vitamins A and D. But do you know what the required amount is? And do you know how you can be sure you get it at a price you can easily afford? Well, here's the way. Take one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet every day. That's the way to be sure, because each one-a-day vitamin A and D tablet is guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer to contain as much vitamins A and D as 2 whole teaspoons of cod liver oil, meeting minimum United States pharmacopeia standards. Now, that's an amount of vitamins A and D, which is in excess of your normal daily requirements. What's more, one-a-day tablets are easy and pleasant to take. There's no fishy, oily taste, and no aftertaste. Remember, one tablet a day is all you take, and the cost is so low, you'll want every member of the family to get this important vitamin protection. So ask your druggist for a package of one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets right away. And say you better take home a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets, too.